Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji on the call to give us, enlighten us on the topic of glories of Srila Murari Gupta, and followed by Vrajamandal Parikrama Day 1 by Her Grace Padmasakhi Mataji. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to ask Mitravinda Mamtamayi Mataji to give brief introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, please take over.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Happy Kartik to everyone.
Happy Kartik to you, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. So I'll give a brief introduction for His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji. Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji is a professional doctor and a monk. And since last 20 years, Prabhuji has been conducting extensive research, and he has authored book in the field of science and spirituality. Prabhuji feels that the rift between the science and spirituality must disappear to bring peace in the world. And if spirituality is a superstition and a myth, science is materialistic and atheistic. A new approach to life is needed today that can bring the best of both. Science must re-embrace the spirituality and be humble to admit its defect, flaws and ignorance. And spirituality must base itself on sound, scientific and rational ideas. Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji found this approach in the Sanskrit sutras of the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita. For decoding the Sanskrit sutras of Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, he has studied Sanskrit and Western and Indian philosophy. Besides Sanskrit, Prabhuji has learned Bengali, Gujarati, Marathi and Kannada to know about other traditions. His persistence and endeavor in the field of science and spirituality has enabled him to come up with seminars on diverse topics like science and Vedas, mind and machines, science fails to explain life, consciousness and beyond, etc., that he has presented in various colleges in India, Europe and America. Under the guidance of his spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, Prabhuji has started a Gurukul, a traditional system of Vedic education in Punjab, India, where children learn the ancient values and Vedic culture. Besides this, Prabhuji has started a farm community. The farm community has a traditional way of living with mud huts and thatched roofs. The communities will set a model for the world to show how to live a life based on the principle of simple living and high thinking. Thank you. We are very fortunate to have Prabhuji with us today. So here to Nandapriya Narmada Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for the introduction. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Mataji, I don't see Prabhuji on the call.
So,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association towards this morning and enlightening us on the topic of glories of Srila Murari Gupta. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Is my voice clear to all of you?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah, fine. So somebody has to sit. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshavundhitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guru Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Pracharini Visheshmina Vadi Paschartesha. Actually, you know what? Translate kar sakte ho unko. Call Rubilas also. Aap pe water dal ke khaao khaao ki to इसको बाद में डाल देंगे मोटर इस कॉल में अदरवाइज वी विल मिस थिंग्स ओके सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्पीक ऑन श्रील मुरारी गुप्ता एंड श्रीमान मुरारी गुप्ता दैट्स व्हाट हाउ हिज नेम इज मेंशन्ड एंड Who is Murari Gupta and what contributions he has made in Gaudiya Vaishnavism? That's important to consider. But his life history is mentioned in Garuda translate? You have to sit there probably. Well, sit there. Where is Ruby Lodge? Where is that from? Okay. So his life history about him, we don't have much information, but whatever information we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some in Adi Leela and Madhya Leela, and also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we have information. Actually, Bandit, translate. You have to see this. Somebody has to see this. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions about him, about Murari Gupta. And that's pretty much there. But nevertheless, he's very important personality in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. He was a person who almost always accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right from he's a childhood friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right till his sannyas, Murari Gupta was present along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, who is Murari Gupta? Murari Gupta is he was childhood friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same class as most of the associates of Navdeep, who were, most of them were classmates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta, he was there. And then, and many others. Murari Gupta, he was a disciple of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Chandrasekhar Acharya, he is another great stalwart devotee in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. His house is still present in Chandrasekhar Acharya. It's near ISKCON. As soon as you exit from ISKCON main gate, you turn right, there is house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. So he was one of the elders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was Chandrasekhar Acharya? He was Mama of Chaitanya. I think he was related to his mother, Sasachima, someday. Anyway, I'm not able to recall, but his guru was Chandrasekhar Acharya. Some sources speak like that. And he was a very staunch devotee of Lord Rama. Right from his childhood. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached about Krishna and Radha, he actually manifested the devotion of Krishna and Radha. But Murari Gupta, he was a staunch devotee of Lord Ramchandra. That's how it happened. Now this is interesting and I'll tell you why. But Murari Gupta is Murari Gupta, he was a devotee of Lord Ram. Jiva Goswami's father, Anupam, who was later initiated as Shri Vallabh, I think his initiated name. He was actually devotee of Lord Rama. So we have few devotees of Lord Rama in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strictly focused on Krishna's devotion, and that too the Shyam Sundar feature of Krishna. Brajendra Nandan Krishna. But here we have some devotees in Mahaprabhu's Leela who are devotees of Lord Rama. In fact, Mahaprabhu met a Brahmana in South India. He also used to worship Rama, and Mahaprabhu really appreciated them. So it's not necessary you can be devotee of some other incarnation also. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not appreciate that. Mahaprabhu is only to do with Brajendra and Krishna. That's not the idea. Mahaprabhu actually appreciated Murari Gupta for his devotion to Lord Rama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Murari Gupta, this comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Murari Gupta, there are two words, very famous verses in Madhya Leela. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that that the real master is one who never leaves his servant. Real master never leaves his servant. And real servant never leaves his master. And then Chatanarbu says, even if sometimes a servant leaves a master, the master will never leave his servant. Rather, he will catch his servant by his hair, chuladhari, that's the word he used, his hairs, and he will pull him back to his lotus feet. That is a real master. And these two verses in Chaitanya Madhilila, these are specifically quoted for Murari Gupta, because what happened was, Chaitanya once he went to Murari Gupta and he said, you leave devotion to Lord Rama because Krishna has more qualities than Lord Rama. Krishna is vidagdha. Krishna is naughty. Lord Rama doesn't express this quality of naughtiness. Krishna is rasik shekhar. Krishna enjoys rasas, all rasas. Madhure, but Lord Rama doesn't enjoy madhure rasa. So vidagdha rasik shekhar. Krishna is praveen. Krishna is very expert in dealing with his devotees, especially his dealings with gopis. Lord Rama doesn't express this quality. Krishna is beautiful. He is Shyam Sundar. Lord Rama is also very beautiful, but Lord Krishna's beauty surpasses the beauty of Lord Rama. So Chaitanya Prabhu was actually persuading Murari Gupta to leave Lord Rama's devotion. So he said, Mahaprabhu said to Murari Gupta, so why don't you worship Lord Krishna? If Lord Krishna and Lord Rama are same, but Lord Krishna's beauty and his quality surpasses Lord Rama, so you worship Lord Krishna. So Murari Gupta, he said to Mahaprabhu, well, yeah, if you order, I have to follow. So let me think about it, because entire life I have been worshipping Lord Rama. So I cannot really leave him. But nevertheless, you are ordering, so I have to consider this point carefully. So he goes to his house back, and in the night, he tries to chant the names of Krishna. But he couldn't. Every time he was trying to chant Krishna, he was saying Rama, and he was thinking, what to do? I have to leave Lord Ram now. Chhadiya, he says, Chhadiya. I have to leave Lord Ram. So he couldn't sleep because he was caught in a dilemma that on one side he was devoted to Lord Ram, on other side Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is himself God, who is himself Lord Ram. He is saying to leave Lord Ram, now how do you do and worship Krishna? Chaitanya Prabhu is Lord Ram, Lord Krishna both. So then in the night he was crying. If I don't leave lotus feet of Ram, then Lord Chaitanya Prabhu is offended. And if I leave the lotus feet of Lord Ram, and Lord Ram is offended, what should I do? I'm caught in a problem. So whole night he was weeping, he couldn't sleep. The next day he goes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says, well, you know what, Nimai, if his name was Nimai, his name was not Lord Chaitanya. He says, you know what, Nimai, I want to commit suicide because I don't have any solution. Because I can't disobey orders at the same time, I can't leave Lord Ram. So there's one option, suicide. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And then he spoke these two verses. He told Lord Murari Gupta, Murari Gupta, you're the most fortunate because real servant is the one who never leaves his master. And real master is one who never leaves his servant. This is actually one point he makes through this pastime to all of us, that a real servant, and then Mahaprabhu says, even if the Lord, even if his master orders him to leave him, still the servant will not leave his master. That's what makes you so special, because your master is telling you, leave Lord Ram, but you didn't do that. You defied my order in that sense. This is the level of love I want from my devotees. So this pastime of Murari Gupta is very important for making this point. What kind of love Krishna expects from us? Even if he says to leave him, the devotee, the servant will not leave. Just like Krishna, Rasleela. What about that? In Rasleela, gopis came. Krishna, so in the dead of night, gopis came to meet Krishna. But then Krishna told gopis, you please go back to your homes. Please go back. The gopis said, well, gopis didn't say anything. So Krishna said, well, it's your dharma to serve your husband. It's not good that you are here. So gopis then argued with Krishna. It's recorded in Bhagavatam. The gopis said, well, it's your order for us to go back. But in this case, your order is not correct. And the logic you are giving for your order, that's not correct. You are saying, see, you have to follow religious principles and you have to go back with your husbands in the dead of night, what you're doing with another man. Gopi said, well, this is a foolish argument because you called us, first of all, and now you're asking us to go back. And another point is, who is a real husband? You are the real husband of all the living entities. So Gopi said, well, we defy all. We are not going to go back. And Krishna was very happy. So you see, sometimes you can defy the orders of God and make him happy. This is another consideration here. But the wives of Brahmanas, they were not that advanced. Krishna, the wives of Brahmanas of Mathura, they came to meet Krishna. Krishna said, well, okay, you have Atma Darshan. Now you should go back because your husbands will be waiting. So you know what Brahmana's wife told Krishna? He told, yeah, husband will be waiting. So please give us boon that when we go back, our husband should forget everything that we actually left them and came to meet you. Krishna said, okay, nice. That's all. So Acharyas make the point, you see, it's the same situation. Brahmana's wife came to meet, gopis came to meet. But gopis defied the order, they didn't go back. But Brahmana's wife were convinced. Actually, the whole point was Brahmana's wife told Krishna that, you see, because you are ordering, we are going back because we cannot defy your order. You are our master and you are ordering us. So that's also a level of devotion. Whatever Krishna says, we have to do. But here we have gopis. And in Mahaprabhu's Leela, we have Nityananda Prabhu. So then Prabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, never come to Jagannath Puri to meet me. Just focus on preaching in Navdeep and Mayapur. Don't come back. Because preaching in Navdeep, Mayapur, it requires a lot of focus and your presence has to be there. You cannot remain 4 months out and out away from Navdeep and Mayapur because these people from Bengal, they used to come and visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every Chaturmasya and they used to stay for 4 months in Jagannath Puri. And have association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, you stay there, you see, it's a big job. Nityananda Prabhu still came, he defied the order. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that to follow the orders of Krishna, that's very pleasing to him. But most elevated devotees, they can defy the orders of Krishna and yet please Krishna. So you see the ultimately this pastime of Murari Gupta, where Mahaprabhu is persuading Murari Gupta to leave Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet. That pastime is recorded by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are many other pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavad where Mahaprabhu revealed his form of Lord Ramchandra and Murari Gupta's in front of him. Mahaprabhu revealed his form of Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, and they were all monkeys there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And interesting thing was, Murari Gupta was seeing this form and this pastime in front of his eyes, and he even saw himself present there with Lord Ramchandra in form of Hanuman. And he was surprised, I am here, I am there. What's happening? I'm there, I'm here. He fainted. He just fainted. So actually, Mahaprabhu revealed Murari Gupta is Hanuman. In fact, Chaitanya Prabhu wrote on the head of Murari, "You are Ram Das. You are Ram Das." He wrote on the forehead of Murari Gupta after this incident, when Murari Gupta couldn't leave Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet. Mahaprabhu said, "Well, you are Ram Das. And you will always be Ram Das. You'll always be Ram Das." So Murari Gupta, there are many of the pastimes of Murari Gupta, like Lord Ramchandra's revelation to Murari Gupta. And then Barahadev. So Mahaprabhu once he went to the house of Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta and Chaitanya Prabhu was roaring Shukar from Varahadev. And he imbibed the mood of Varahadev. And then Chaitanya Prabhu suddenly jumped on the couch, on the table. And Murari Gupta immediately became Garud. I don't know how he became Garud, but Murari Gupta became Garud. He was sitting on the floor and Mahaprabhu jumped on him and he sat on him. And he was and then Chaitanya Prabhu, a round pot, was carrying in his hand, and then he was saying to Murari Gupta, move. And Murari Gupta was moving and Mahaprabhu was shouting, "Hari Bol," I don't know, something. If you would have seen that past time, you would think they're crazy people. They're mad. What they do. But that was a manifestation of Varahadeva, a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Murari Gupta. So, I mean to say, there are many other pastimes of Murari Gupta, dealings with Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These pastimes are details mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, if you want to read these pastimes, you have to read Chaitanya Bhagavat. But when Murari Gupta was young and Nimai was there and they were classmates. As you said, at that time Nimai, he didn't reveal his Aishwarya, his form as God. So he used to fight, and the fight used to be so bad that the fight started in the school. So the school in Bengal is started in the school, and they were fighting, and they were throwing the mud, and they were running up behind each other, and they were running, and the whole mud, and they came to the bank of Ganges. Nimai was pushing Murari Gupta, and they were like pushing. They went to the bank of Ganges, and on the Ganges they were still fighting. And Murari Gupta was taking mud and throwing on Nimai, and then Nimai was dodging the mud, and that whole clump of mud just went on some Brahman's face, and throwing on Murari Gupta. He's dodging, and that mud then goes to some Mataji's face, and everybody was mad on the bank of Ganges. They were like, made everybody mad. That was a relationship between Murari Gupta and Mahaprabhu. And not only that, when Murari Gupta, he went with other devotees. I mean to say, that is a relationship when they were child, when they were young. But when so it seems that the relationship of Murari Gupta and Mahaprabhu is in Sakhe. But at the same time, it's in Dasya also. Because it's something mixed. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath Puri, and in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And Jagannath Puri, I told all these Bengali devotees, they used to come and meet Mahaprabhu and Chaturmasya. So Murari Gupta was one of them, he used to come and meet. And there, Murari Gupta, so everybody goes and meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira, and Murari Gupta is not there. And Mahaprabhu says, where is Murari? This kind of relationship they had, where is Murari? He's Mahaprabhu saw everybody, and then he was saying, where is Murari? And where is he standing? He's standing outside the room. Standing outside the room. And why he's standing outside the room? Then Mahaprabhu says, okay, call him. So then he comes in the room and he comes with a straw in his mouth. Sign of humbleness. And he pays Dandavat. And then Mahaprabhu says, why are you standing outside? Why are you showing so much humbleness? I'm disturbed by your singing. So if you want to disturb God, just one way, be humble. Otherwise, there's no way to disturb him. So then Mahaprabhu says, I'm extremely disturbed by humbleness. Let's just stop this humbleness. And he says, Murari, come here, come here. So Murari says, no, please don't touch me. And Mahaprabhu runs to catch him. And then Murari Gupta is running. And then Mahaprabhu is running. And then Murari Gupta runs out of the room. Mahaprabhu is running out of the room. And then Mahaprabhu catches him. And he says, what the hell you are doing? Come here. And then he embraces him. And then Murari Gupta says, then Murari Gupta's face is very important verse. Which is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Murari Gupta says, Kvaham Daridra. Where I am, who am I, such a poor person? And who are you, such great supreme Lord? There's no match between us. So only by your mercy have I accepted. Prabhupada Sudama, anyways, is also quoted by Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu. Exactly same, Jiva Goswami says, where before starting Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami says, where I am useless person and where is Krishna? So great. There's no comparison. Yet I am daring to write on his pastimes. May he be pleased. It's the same sentiment there. So, and then Chaitanya Prabhu says, I have not seen such humbleness. He's the most humble person in my associates. Murari Gupta, he says about Murari Gupta. So what's that verse he says? Deenta. He says to Murari Gupta, you're the most humble. Your humbleness is actually tearing up my heart. I cannot tolerate it. So he calls Murari Gupta. He says, you please sit here. Now, Murari Gupta was very humble. Why? There was one reason for this, because Prabhupada writes, Murari Gupta came in the family of Vaidya, doctors, Ayurvedic doctor. And Vaidya people, these Vaidyas, they were belong to Shudra class. They were not belong to Brahmana class. But that's a mystery for me, because that's confusing for me, because Ayurveda cannot be done by less intelligent people. It needs a lot of brains. It needs a lot of subtlety, and I don't know how Shudra class is supposed to practice Vaidya. I mean to say, how can first of all Shudra class read Ayurveda? Because Vedas are not Shudras are not allowed to read Vedas. Only Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas can read. But here Murari Gupta is from Shudra class and he's a Vaidya, and that's a mystery to me. If somebody can solve for me, they can tell me. I have no idea how to solve this. I thought about it, but I don't know how. How can Shudras be allowed to read Vedas? And Ayurveda is a part of Vedas. Maybe there's an exception. I don't know. So it's a quiz for all of you. A question. If you find the answer, please mail to me. For me to learn. I don't have an answer, frankly. How can Murari Gupta teach Shudra class? He's a Vaidya. And Prabhupada writes, mostly Vaidyas are from Shudra class, but then how can they read Vedas? Ayurveda. They're not allowed to read. So that's one question, but nevertheless, he was. And that's why he was saying, Mohito Pamar. He was saying, I am from such a low class. And yet you are embracing me. And that's why he used to run away from Mahaprabhu. So it seems that, actually, no, not it seems. Prabhupada says in the purports there, Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Prabhu wanted to show through Murari Gupta, through Haridas Thakur, who was born in Yavan, Muslim family. All these people, Chaitanya Prabhu wanted to show in this movement that this Sankirtan movement is applicable to all, regardless of caste and creed. Caste means Murari Gupta, Shudra. It means Haridas Thakur, Muslim. entirely different religion. So Sankirtan movement is applicable, is open to all. And that's why there's one line you should remember here. It's open to all, yeah. So it's open to all of us. That's why hippies are there, all of us are there. It's open to all of us. But there's a line in Bible and it says, all are called, but only few are chosen. So very nice line. So there's a glitch there. All are called. You're all called, but only few will be chosen. Remember that. It's not that all of us are in moment, Lord Chaitanya, so we'll all get prema. Only few will be chosen. So magnanimity of Mahaprabhu is that he's calling all of us. But only to few select he'll give prema. When he was present, he was also distributing that prema. That's one thing. And now, only few are chosen. So that's why Murari Gupta was very humble. And it seems that, in fact, not it seems, but Kunti Maharani says in Bhagavatam, Tvam Akinchana Gochara. And if you take this word Akinchana in a very literal sense, this means a person who is benefit of money, prestige, caste, and everything. So that's very conducive. Janmaishware Shruti Shrivi Eva Man Evi Man Madhapuman. Kunti Maharani says that high birth, Aishwarya means power, Shruti means learning, Shri means money, riches. This makes people intoxicated with madness. And here Murari Gupta, he is from a low class family, and that's why he feels he's not qualified to be touched by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so it benefits. It benefits if we are not beautiful, if we are not rich, if we are from low class family, it helps us to do devotion. It's actually favorable. Through Murari Gupta, Mahaprabhu wanted to show this. It's favorable. Haridas Thakur similarly. Haridas Thakur also used to say, Mahaprabhu, don't touch me, I'm Muslim, isn't it? He used to say. Only these few people who are outcasts or who are low castes, they were, of course, they are great Nitya Parshadas and they really feel it. Their caste and creed is not the cause of their humbleness. But it adds to that. That's how it goes. So that's why Mahaprabhu was very, that's why Murari Gupta was very dear to Mahaprabhu, because he was always very humble. And Murari Gupta, there was one big quality of Murari Gupta. He used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. In fact, he used to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srivas Angan, in Navadvip, by singing Srimad Bhagavatam verse very beautifully. And that is why, who were the friends of Murari Gupta? Now you can guess. Who were the friends of Murari Gupta? Singers, Vasudev Dutt. And who was that? Mukund Dutt, Sanjay Ghosh, Basu Ghosh. These are all singers of Chaitanya Prabhu. And they were great friends. And whenever you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Murari Gupta's name always comes with Basu. You know this. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, anybody who reading Chaitanya Prabhu. Always Vasudev Dutt will be found with Murari Gupta. In Jagannath Puri also, when they came, Vrindavan Thakur mentions also. So here is Murari Gupta and here is Vasudev Dutt. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So they were, by the friendship, we can understand Murari Gupta was a very great singer. Although his name is not mentioned in the singer party of Mahaprabhu, but Krishna Prasanna made this point. He used to sing Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. That was his specialty. Mahaprabhu used to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. But now at this point, now all these pastimes are mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. But this one pastime, when and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, and it is the one to leave Lord Ramchandra's lotus feet. This is explained by Krishna's Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He keeps this pastime. Why does he choose this pastime to go in details? Why not others? There are many reasons for this. One reason is because this pastime brings out two important philosophical points. two very important philosophical points. One point, as I mentioned, Mahaprabhu told Mahaprabhu, lead Lord Ramchandra. So one point is, as I was telling, that a devotee can defy the orders of God and yet please him. This is a very important point you have to understand. And we can understand by this point that following the orders in itself might not please God. In itself, following the orders of God, following those orders of devotees might not please those devotees. That's also one perspective. Sometimes you defy the orders and they are more pleased. But that's a very rare circumstance. We can't do that. We can't just defy and say, oh, you should be pleased because I defy the orders. That's complete nonsense. But if you defy the orders of the master, in order to express love for him, then that is pleasing. Like, for example, when Prabhupada was there, I think Prabhupada was there in LA, and this Janki Mataji or someone, I don't know, some Mataji, Janki or Yamuna Mataji, Prabhupada sitting on Vyasasana, and there was a painting on the top of his head. So this Janki, because they were new, they were all hippies, they were like new young people. So there was some dust. Prabhupada sitting in Vyasasana, and Janki came right on the side, and she stepped on the Vyasasana of Prabhupada, and she was in the dust and trying to reach the picture. So Prabhupada said, why don't you step on my shoulder then? And then clean the dust. Janki immediately, what's happening? Oh my God, she got down. Prabhupada said, no problem. Prabhupada said, to serve Krishna, you can even step on my shoulder. That's the idea there. For service, we follow orders. And for service, we defy the orders. Like that. Both. It's like that. And the reverse is also there. If you follow the orders for your own sense gratification, then it doesn't please anyone. That can also be done. That can also be done. If you follow orders, somebody says this, but you follow it because you like it, then there's a problem. Because you like it, so I want to do it. Yeah, you may like following the orders, but more important is how does the master like it? And that's the whole point. So through this incidence of Murari Gupta of defying the orders, Mahaprabhu is showing us the aim and object of everything. Thinking about Krishna, following the orders, surrender, is to actually please the master. So, and that is why it is said, you have to follow orders in such a way that master is pleased. Because you can also follow the order in such a way that the master is completely frustrated. That's also the point. And that is why, anyway, I just remember here, one of the verses from Vishwanath. Vishwanath, not our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There's a big poet, Vishwanath. So in the world of Kavya, everybody knows Vishwanath. And he writes one verse, and that verse is very interesting. And he says, I often quote it. He says that it's very easy to become yogi. It's very easy to become tapasvi. It's very easy to become an ordinary devotee. But it's very difficult to become a servant. Very difficult. Why? Because he makes the point. He says, if the servant tries to go near the master, then the master will say that you are breaking maryada. You are coming too close. As the servant tries to go far away from the master, then the master will say, you are avoiding me. And if the servant tries to follow the orders promptly, immediately, then the master will say, well, you don't think and you blindly follow my orders. And if the servant tries to follow the master after due thinking, then the master will say, you are a procrastinating person. You take a lot of time to follow the orders. You do. If the servant stands and doesn't bow, then the master says, you don't bow down, it's a problem. The servant always bows down. Then the master says, you're not practical. You always bow down. You should stand and talk. What's this? There's a problem. Every time there's a problem. That's why Vishwanath says, the most difficult thing in the world is to become a servant. It's not easy to become a servant. So, that's how it goes. And that is why what the Rupa Goswami says in Patyavali, there's a verse Rupa Goswami says. Rupa Goswami says, let tapasvis do their tapasya. Let yogis do their yogi. As far as we are concerned, devotees, we want to become Haripada Dasa and Dasa and Dasa. We want to become the servants of the lotus feet, of the sandals of the lotus feet of Krishna. Of the sandals of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees. That's what there's a verse Rupa Goswami quotes. Because that's the most difficult thing. If you can do that, nothing like it. But the only thing between servant and the master is you have to listen to the master. No matter what you do, you will have a tough time. No matter what you do. That's the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur trying to make this point. The idea is servant should be always ready to listen and accept what the master says. That's why. But sometimes a servant can not accept what the master says. That's the idea here. That's the idea here. Just for his pleasure. But that's a very big, very, very high platform. We cannot imitate it. We can simply worship it. But that needs a lot of intelligence and a lot of love. Not just intelligence, but a lot of love. Out of love for the master. So that's one very important philosophical point in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's where Chaitanya Charitamrita includes this pastime. Krishna Swami includes this pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the other point by this pastime is Chaitanya Prabhu makes the point that the servant can never leave the master. No matter how much difficulty he faces.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Mataji, something is happening there.
I'm muted.
Yeah. What was this? It's interesting. So another important point is here that the servant never leaves the master. In spite of innumerable difficulties. And that's called love. Love of God is such a situation where Rupa Goswami defines love of God. Even if there are thousands of innumerable, in other words, I was telling this point today morning. Love of God is devoid of self-love. That's very important. There's no self-love. There's just love of God. These very two important points are there from this pastime. But nevertheless, Chaitanya Prabhu said, Murari Gupta, well, yeah, you love Ram and that's very nice. But in my pastime, please chant Hare Krishna. But in your mind, you think about Ram. So Murari Gupta says, now it's okay. No, God, because I can't think of Krishna, I have to think of Ram. So Murari Gupta is a unique person. He is chanting Hare Krishna mantra while singing of Ram. How do you do that? That's another thing. We can chant Hare Rama and think of Krishna because Rama also means Radha Rama. That can be done. But how do you chant Krishna and remember Ram? Because probably if you ask Murari Gupta, he will say, because Rama is all attractive. So, when he's chanting Krishna, he's thinking of Ram. When he's chanting Hare, he's thinking of Sita. Murari Gupta has like that personality. But yet, he's chanting Hare Krishna. So this means he can chant Hare Krishna and he can think of any form of love. Hare Krishna is Maha Mantra. It includes all mantras. It includes all deities. It includes all avatars. It's not reserved only for Vrajanis and Krishna. Of course, we target Hare Krishna or offer Hare Krishna and the Lotus feet of Vrajanis and Krishna, as Mahaprabhu said, taught us, but it's not reserved. he was a person. Murari Gupta's Murari Gupta's house is still there. Murari Gupta was a disciple of Chandrasekhar Acharya. I already told some sources say like that. People don't know whose disciple he was. He was not a disciple of Jagannathpur, by the way. As Rupa Sanatan, he was a disciple of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Chandrasekhar Acharya, I can't remember who was he exactly. He was, I think was a brother of Sachima. Mama, who is Mama? Mama, so mother's brother, no? Younger brother. I think he was. So he, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and his samadhi, his house is still there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Navdeep. So if you go to Chaitanya Mat, Gaudiya Mat, which Bhakti Santa opened, so there's a way there besides. So just on the entrance, so you don't enter the mat, on the side there's a way, and you walk down the path, there's a house of Murari Gupta still there. His samadhi is there in Vrindavan, Chausat Samadhi. Still you can go in Vrindavan and have the version of the samadhi. Of course, I think it's Kush Samadhi, something like that. Perhaps. And his contribution to Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, very important. He wrote the first biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is written by him, which is Chaitanya Charitra. Chaitanya Charitra. Some people call it as Shri Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Charitra, Chaitanya Charitra, which is written by Murari Gupta. And you know, in that book, he compiles all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu right from his childhood up to sannyas. Because after sannyas, Murari Gupta doesn't accompany him to Jagannath Puri. So he personally witnessed all these pastimes and he recorded it. He wrote it in Sanskrit. And his book then became the basis of Bengali book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he took the incidents in Sanskrit. Of course, he knew Sanskrit, but then he rendered Bengali. And then, of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vrindavan Das, Chaitanya Leela Vyas. He also, things were revealed to him also, personally. But his Chaitanya Bhagavat is based on Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charitra. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Adi Lila is based on Chaitanya Bhagavat and Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charitra, because those are the two sources. And Madhya Lila, most of it, and Anta Lila are based on Sarup Damodar's Karcha, Sarup Damodar's notes. But the difference is, Murari Gupta's book, Chaitanya Charitra, is more of, more of pastimes, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is more of philosophy. That's the difference. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a book of Tattva. Chaitanya Charitamrita is Siddhantatma. But Murari Gupta's book is more of Kavyatma, or let's say Kavyatma, it's more of pastimes with a poetic license. It's a very beautiful book in Sanskrit. If you get hold of it, you can read it. Murari Gupta also offered, Murari Gupta has also written Ramashtakam, glorification of Ram in 8 verses. He offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, Murari Gupta, today is his disappearance day. We can pray to him to give us. So what to pray to him? He's Ramdas. And that's the pastime which I quoted. Pray to him. Please give me devotion. Such a high level of devotion. Bless me so that I will never leave my master, Shri Krishna. Please give me such kind of love. So that even if Krishna wants to reject me, I will never reject. That's the whole idea. Krishna wants to leave me, I will not leave him. That's what also Prabhupada makes the point there. Lord Ram is saying, Lord Ram in form, Lord Chaitanya is saying, leave Lord Ram, but he doesn't do it. That's one point. So even if Krishna wants to leave us, we'll not. That requires a lot of love. It's not easy. That's the highest level of devotion anybody can show. Highest level of devotion. I mean to say, most of the religions, Christianity, Islam, the highest level of devotion there is the union with God. And He's all merciful. But here, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, that's even beyond that, unthinkable. God is rejecting His devotees. And devotees are not rejecting God. How do you... We can't even imagine. We can't even imagine this kind of level of devotion on which Murari Gupta was. Murari Gupta is Hanuman. And he always be Hanuman in all the past times. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Murari Gupta. Any questions, anything, any comments? Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. Devotees, if anyone has any questions, please raise your hands or unmute yourself, please. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danvat Pranams. Thank you for the nice time for Murari Gupta. Just got me thinking, Prabhu, you said that sometimes it's okay to defy the orders of God. But I was just thinking that, in one sense, a person could be very attached to his guru, following the orders of his or her guru. And if at the time of passing away, if the person thinks of the guru, but not Krishna, would that, what would be the destination of such a person, Prabhuji?
Well, I think if a person thinks of the, you see, Bhakti Siddhanta, when he was leaving his body, he was thinking of Sri Rupa Goswami. He asked Bhakti Rishikshidhar Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari. And even when Ramanacharya, he was passing away, he asked the sandals of his guru. So we see in some pastimes where great devotees are thinking of the guru and they leave the body. But one thing we have to keep in mind that if a person is thinking of guru and not Krishna, then that means he has not understood Guru Tattva first. He or she. Because Guru Tattva is inseparable from Krishna. So if you think of Guru, you are bound to think of Krishna, because if you're thinking of Guru without Krishna, then you're thinking of an ordinary person and not Guru. And now that's very important understanding. To think of Guru without Krishna, that is sentimental. That is sentimental. That is called sentimentality. But people who are adept in Krishna consciousness, who know philosophy, who are advanced, for them, Sakshat Harit Pena Samasta Shastra, you see, Guru is as good as Krishna. Actually, Guru is non-different from Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, know Guru as good, know the Acharya as good as me. So in that sense, if you think of Krishna, you think of your Guru, because you can't, because what you do with Krishna, without Guru, because Guru engages you in service of Krishna. And if you think of Guru, you think of Krishna. And then who is our supreme Guru? Srimati Radharani. So you think of Radha. So you see at the same point. When you think of Radha, you think of Krishna. You can't think of Radha without Krishna. Anybody who thinks of Radha without Krishna, he's egoistic. And anybody who thinks of Krishna without Radha, he's also egoistic. So for us, Radha means Krishna, Krishna means Radha. Similarly, Guru. Because Guru Tattva is inseparable from God. So at the time of death, either it's in the Guru or it's in Krishna, it's one of the same thing. It's one of the same thing. But how that happens at the time of death, how that happens, that's a different point altogether. But it's all holistic view. So a person who thinks only of Guru and not Krishna, then that means he has never understood what is Guru. He was on a sentimental platform. I think like that. Otherwise, you can't explain great acharyas thinking of Guru at the time of death, at the time of leaving their bodies, or let's say at the time of ending their pastimes. Then it's a better thing. Because for Bhakti Santa Rupa Manjari is inseparable from Krishna and Radha. So when they sing Rupa Manjari, they are actually simultaneously thinking of Rupa, and then when Rupa comes in their mind, automatically Lalita Devi, Radha, Krishna, Vrindavan, everything comes. It's not that only Rupa Goswami is there in front of him. It doesn't happen like that. And it's same with Krishna. Prabhupada says, Satyam Param Dhimahi, in the first verse of Bhagavatam. Our object of meditation is Param Satya. And why does Prabhupada say our object of goal, meditation, is absolute truth? Because Prabhupada, his absolute truth includes Krishna and his devotees. And Prabhupada makes the point, Krishna without devotees is not Krishna, just as king without subjects is not a king. And devotees without Krishna, what's the point? Because devotees will never stay without Krishna. So you see, that's the whole point there. Is it clear?
Prabhuji, I just have some more clarification. I was just thinking of the bhajan to where Narottama Das Thakur says that Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottama Das. And also, I was thinking on these lines, Prabhuji, I just thought I will explain myself. Maybe then you can help me. I was thinking that, you know, a guru facilitates our service to Krishna. And by guru, or also extending it to general, you know, devotee association. Sometimes some devotees may touch our lives in such a great way that they become our, you know, in kind of one sense, the catalyst for our devotional service. And so we also believe that we should develop good devotee association. And there could be times, I'm thinking that, you know, you may feel that, oh, without this devotee, I wouldn't be able to perform my devotional service to Krishna. And more so in the case of one's own guru, you know, like you may feel so grateful and indebted and also attached in one sense that, you know, at the time of leaving of the body, you may think that how would I serve Krishna without my guru there, without his guidance? So would that be a wrong thought? Or, maybe you're so inspired by your guru's services and your guru has touched your life so much that, you know, like I know like many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples were kind of lost when Srila Prabhupada left this planet. And so is it wrong? Like, Srila Prabhupada, I mean, what would I do without you now? You know, like if that thought comes to mind, I mean, when you're passing away, that what would I do without my guru or somebody who has been helping you serve Krishna?
No, but then Krishna has to be there in the picture, because Prabhupada said that without Krishna, Radha is an ordinary girl. So even if you're thinking of Radha without Krishna, that doesn't help. Krishna has to be there. Otherwise, it is sahajism. That's basically called sahajya. Because if they're thinking of Radha and not Krishna, then this means they are not pleasing Radha, because Radha is not pleased when you think of her without Krishna. I mean to say, you see, if you understand this point, if you're thinking of Radha and you're not thinking of Krishna, then will Srimati Radharani be pleased? No. Because she doesn't want to see herself or be seen by anybody without Krishna. Because she can't imagine herself without Krishna. She doesn't exist without Krishna. So she doesn't feel happy, because this person, whoever he is thinking of Radha, Radha. And that's why Bhakti Santa used to say, these people in Vrindavan who are saying Radha, Radha all the time, they're all monkeys. Because thinking of Radha, 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 but there's no Krishna there. So or they artificially give more importance to Radha, but they don't understand that without Krishna, she has no value, first of all. That is the first point to be understood and imbibed. And then you go through to higher levels. And that is why Madhusandha used to say, if you think of Radha in a very immature situation, then you might go to hell, because then you offend Krishna, because you think, oh, without Radha is everything to me, Krishna is nothing in front of Radha. That's the mood of Raj, by the way, the highest mood. But if you start thinking like that, now we go to hell, because we have not imbibed the fact that without Krishna, there's no value to anybody in Raj. The value of Radha is due to Krishna. Otherwise, who's Radha? That's the first point to go through. So similarly, without Krishna, what about Guru? I mean to say, without Krishna, even Radha's memory, smaranam at the time of death, it doesn't help. Unless we are completely grounded, who is Radha? So as soon as a person remembers Radha, Krishna is there and his memory is there with Radha. So with Guru, if somebody thinks, okay, what will I do without my Guru? And if he dies, and if he's real devotee, and if he has understood what is Guru Tattva, Guru Tattva is not our own Guru only. It's a Guru Tattva. That's why Bhakti Santa used to say, my spiritual master, Sri Rupa. He didn't used to say, my spiritual master, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He used to say that also. But he used to often say, my spiritual master, Sri Rupa. So he was not initiated by Rupa Goswami. Why he's saying? Because it's a line of gurus. It's not one. And that's why we say morning, you see one day Gurun, Shri Guru, Shri Patakamlam, Shri Gurun, Vaishnavam, Shri Gurun. So it's a very complex thing. It's a holistic view. We can't cut and divide. That's not the idea there in devotion. If we cut and divide, then we will not advance properly. So the Guru represents entire parampara. That's also one take. It's an individual Guru or XYZ devotee, what you're saying. It's an individual. At the same time, that individual gives you the entire parampara, and it extends right to the top. Guru is Sri Rupa, Guru is Radha, Guru is Krishna, is also Guru in that sense. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. So I don't know, a mature devotee will always think of Krishna when they are thinking of Guru. It is impossible. If anybody doesn't think of Krishna when they're thinking of Guru, mature devotee will think of entire parampara when they're thinking of Guru. Automatically in memory it will come. So just like when you think of your husband, automatically your children will also come, your house will also come in picture. Or when you think of children, automatically their clothes, you will start remembering their activities. It's natural. You can't think of one person independently because they're all linked. So that's how, and automatically you start thinking of Vrindavan. It's all holistic take. It's not a reductionistic one thing. Anybody is just remembering a person, that means he's not so mature. There is devotion, but it's not so mature that he can think of all at the same time. And that has to be understood. That's why Bhakti Santa says, all the strings of the instrument should vibrate together. And then there is music and symphony. If you vibrate one string, there's no music. It's just note. And all the strings vibrate. And that is called maturity. What's the difference between mature devotee and new devotee? New devotee are chanting Prabhupada. Mature devotee is chanting Jaya Srila Prabhupada. What's the difference? New devotee is chanting Prabhupada. He's thinking of Prabhupada. But when a mature devotee is singing Prabhupada, he's thinking of Prabhupada. He's thinking of his mission. He's thinking of Prabhupada's books, his preaching. He's thinking everything. He's not just saying Prabhupada. There's a difference between both are saying same thing, but one is thinking on a very broad level, one is thinking on a very narrow level. That's the only difference. So I think we have to think on this. Is it clear?
Sure, Prabhu. I think that's why I was also trying to get at that. When you think of your Guru, I was meaning that you're thinking of your guru in service, in relation to service of Krishna.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. There's one question in the chat, Prabhuji, from Jyoti Takne, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranams. What is the greatest service we can do for Lord Krishna to be in his list of devotees? I'm eternal grateful to you. Thank you.
What's the greatest service to be in the list of devotees of Krishna? Well, greatest service, Prabhupada said, there are many answers to this question. There's not just one answer. One answer is the greatest service is preaching, which always Prabhupada said. Mahaprabhu also said, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho, Krishna always. So to preach, and preaching demands a lot. Preaching also demands that we should know stuff. Otherwise, how do you preach? But that's one of the greatest service, because preaching includes risk, preaching includes a lot of responsibility on us. And that's one answer, preaching. Another answer, once they asked Srila Prabhupada, devotees asked, what's the greatest service? Prabhupada said, greatest service to chant Hare Krishna nicely. That's also there. Chanting Hare Krishna is the greatest service. But to chant Hare Krishna with full concentration, not just concentration, but complete emotions, that's also one of the greatest service. So that's one of the greatest service. So there are different answers which Prabhupada made at different occasions. He said, once he said preaching, one man said chanting Hare Krishna. Some devotees asked, what's the greatest service? He said book distribution. Some other time asked Prabhupada, what's the greatest service? Prabhupada said, reading Bhagavad Gita is greatest. Prabhupada said that. Another time they asked Prabhupada said, Govinda restaurant is greatest. What do you do with this? So what's the greatest service? I think the greatest service is to become humble. That is the most difficult thing. Greatest service is to do services humbly. That's the greatest service, because that, no matter what service you are doing, that service will be great in the eyes of God only when you are humble. And only then that service becomes the greatest. Otherwise, if you are preaching and if you are not humble and you are preaching with an ego, then no matter, preaching is very important service. But it is not great in the eyes of God. That's very important. So, greatest service is that service which is great in the eyes of God. So it can be any service, but if it is done with humbleness. So to become humble, that's the greatest service, and that's the most difficult part. But even more difficult than that is to understand what is humbleness, let alone becoming humble. We'll not even understand what is humbleness. It takes many years to understand what exactly is humbleness. But we can begin with that. But at our level, what's the greatest service? If you want a practical answer, two answers. Chanting Hare Krishna nicely, reading Prabhupada books, chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada books, and second is preaching. What you learn, give to others. So there are two services, greatest service. Or in words of Prabhupada said, there are two services, greatest service, which Mahaprabhu says, Jan Sarthak Kari Karo Pagal. Prabhupada says, make your life perfect. That's the greatest service. And another greatest service is, make others' life perfect. Help them to make your life perfect. These two services are the greatest service, which Chaitanya says, Jan Sarthak Kari Karo Pagal. So do that, make your life perfect by chanting and reading, and help others make their life perfect. The two services are greatest service. Do that, and Krishna, you will come in the list of devotees of Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. There's a follow-up question from Mitravinda Mamtame Mataji. She wants to know what would be humility?
What would be humility? That's why I had to write. It needs lifetimes to understand humility, as far as I understand it. Humility is a very big topic. I mean to say that entire life we can think we are humble, but at the end of life we'll be informed that your humbleness was full of false ego. What do you do with it? So I think once Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, he or somebody else was talking to Prabhupada and they were saying to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you're the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you are nothing most. Because even to say you're most fallen, that is false ego. You're nothing most. Prabhupada wanted to impress this point on me. So he was thinking I'm humble, but that's not humbleness. So I don't know. You have to devote a separate chapter to humility. But if in one line, if you want to take the definition of humility, humility is absolute submission to the will of Lord. That is a definition of Bhakti Siddhanta, which encompasses all the other aspects of humility. Absolute submission to the will of Lord. That's one definition of humility. Absolute submission to the will of Lord. Another definition of humility, which I like very much, humility means self-death, which is said by Islamic and Christian scholars. In one word, entire humility is captured. Self-death. You're dead to yourself. That's all. I mean to say, if somebody dies, you don't think about him. He's finished. Self-death. You are dead to yourself. That is real humility. I think these two definitions are one of the best definitions of humility. I think so. It captures all the phenomena of humility. Now you have to meditate on this definition and unpack this in all your actions, and then slowly and slowly we will understand what is humility. That is what is humility. If you want to define it.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I think there are no more questions, Prabhuji. I think we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in the future.
Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada.
Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vansha Kalpa, Tarubhya Shiv, Prasandhya,
Namo Namaha.
Glories of Srila Murari Gupta ki Jai.
Jai.
Prabhuji ki jai.
Hi.
Mataji, we have Vrindavan Parikrama, right?
Yeah. Mataji, we have Vrindavan Parikrama now.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. If it is not too late, can I ask the question, Mataji?
Right. Yes, Mataji.
I think Prabhuji left the meeting, Mataji.
Yeah, Prabhuji has left, Mataji.
Okay, no problem, Mataji. I'll ask next time. Thank you.
Yeah, you can ask next time, Mataji. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Padma Sakhi Mataji.
Should I stop recording and start again?
Or yes, Mataji. Otherwise, it won't go in WhatsApp. Every day, the recording will be so big.
Okay. Please give me a moment.